What a podcast.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
I'll take my monkeys, you'll take your donkeys, we'll have a race right now. I'll bet my monkeys against your donkeys, the batter will win right now.
Oh. Who's going to win that race?
The monkey or the donkey? Does he play guitar on this?
Yeah, he's slapping the back of it.
Oh, he's a back slapper.
Yep.
Monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys now.
Sounds more like he's slapping his knee, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sounds like a black dude.
It's a quite a race right now. Ow!
Hello, everybody.
Hi, how you doing? That's right, Taryn Gatz Comedy Show, Monkeys versus Donkeys episode today. Episode, I think, 729. That's what I think it is. Wild Man Fisher's getting into it in the studio with us right now. He's
monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys now.
What do you think, Hans? You like this song? We're fucking back with a vengeance.
This song's back from the late 60s, probably.
A monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys.
First there was one monkey, there's monkeys.
Monkey versus donkeys.
I used to see him do it on that Jimmy Kimmel show.
Yep. He did recently perform this on the Jimmy Kimmel show a couple years ago. Frank Zappa signed this guy.
Yeah, he did.
He's some called an acid casualty.
He signed him and Alice Cooper, I think, was the first two people he signed. Which Alice Cooper seemed way more talented, a little more on the edge. But this guy was just like, we were listening to a song before we started recording today. Something about something, but I can't even remember. It was a crazy song. And it was a picture of him and
the
his
taster.
Like, yeah. Get rid of the twister and we're going to do the taster.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know if that was about eating pussy or what that was about. But
he was notable for being responsible for Rhino Records' first release.
What?
Go to Rhino Records in
1975. Wow.
He has been called a certified paranoid schizophrenic and acid casualty.
Oh, that's what you said. I thought you said an ash casualty.
No, an acid casualty.
I know some acid casualties. Mm-hmm. I actually know some acid casualties from
back
in the day.
Gail has chosen not to release it on CD.
She's a bitch. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, it is some of his songs, I'm Not Shy Anymore. Which Way Did the Freaks Go? I'm Working for the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. And Monkeys versus Donkeys.
Monkeys versus Donkeys, Monkeys versus Donkeys, Monkeys versus Donkeys now.
And his hit song, Think of Me When Your Clothes Are Off.
Okay, Think of Me When Your Clothes Are Off.
Reminds me almost of some earlier Beck.
Yeah.
You know, where, I mean, he...
If you added guitar to it.
He did a lot more funky instruments.
Yeah, but it was folky like that and goofy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Just strange, weird shit.
Speaking of music, I got a hot going on.
You too?
Since when people decided that they're still relevant?
Oh, what, I meant you too? You also have a hot going?
Yeah, yeah.
What about what?
No, about you too, man.
What'd I do?
They're also, apparently they get people.
No, that's why I'm glad not to have fucking eye anything. I don't got an iPad, I don't got an iPod, I don't got an iPhone, I got two eyes in my head. Talk about a hot, you too? The fucking force
saying,
that shit on me.
People are saying it's forcing you, but it just gives you the option to download it for free, right?
No.
And probably heavily advertises it.
No, it ended up on your shit. automatically.
But if you go and you buy a computer, don't you get shitty software on there?
Yeah, but say you
already... So why wouldn't you expect shitty software on your iPhone?
Say you already had an iPhone, or you already had an iPad, or you already had an iPod, and you're like, oh, okay, tomorrow I like this album. I'm going to get the Reload. I'm going to re-download Reload by Metallica, because that's my favorite Metallica album.
Mm-hmm, the first one.
And then they download it, and they go to bed. They wake up the next day, see my new downloads, Metallica, Reload. You too? What?
Yeah.
How do I get this garbage off? So I guess what I was reading is some people were having trouble getting it off.
Mm.
Like an older gentleman.
Well, yeah, that would be annoying.
Has trouble getting off, you know. It might go limp before you can even get it off.
Mm-hmm. But people are like, all of a sudden, all of a sudden people are like, now they suck. But they've sucked for a long time. I will say that even though I'm not a big U2 fan, that they were relevant in the 80s for a little bit.
For sure. Early 80s, I loved it. Yeah. I didn't love it, but their first album had a couple songs that I enjoyed.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
I did enjoy that. Mm-hmm. There was that one, Two Hearts Beat as One.
How long will we sing this song?
That had a badass fucking drum beat in it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm saying that, you know, there was a time that they were relevant, but they haven't been relevant in a long time.
Not since Zooropa, dude.
Oh, dude, I'm not counting that shit because that was all gimmick. That and discotheque and
yeah, but that
pop.
Was the time when they got spotted at the Pioneer Villa. It was Zooropa tour. They stopped because they played Knotson Stadium that year.
Mm.
And then they stopped at the Villa to get some grub and Bono.
Well, that's, you know, I don't know. Then you got... But none of those albums, they all seem like gimmicky or just trying to be bigger than life. And I guess that's Orca, right? That you spend all that money to provide an experience for your fan. But I didn't count them as relevant. They were pushing barriers that were probably that nobody else pushed because they were kind of dumb.
Did you camp out overnight for the iPhone 6?
No.
A lot of people did.
I wouldn't even camp out for iPhone 1.
Have you ever camped out to buy anything in the morning?
Yes. Tom Petty tickets for the Wildflowers tour in the rain.
Wow. And that was 94, huh?
Hmm?
I camped out for Van Hagar tickets because my friend asked me to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have ever done it by myself, but it rained that night. G.I. Joe's in Salem.
Back when they'd get you all in a line and...
People got tents and we got sleeping bags and we're all on the sidewalk. It's like... 9 o'clock.
You know, my sleeping bag.
ZZ Top's out there with their sleeping bag and their TV dinner. They got their TV dinner. It's like, I just want some 5150 tickets.
TV dinner.
Because I love that song. Standing on top!
You know, Legs might be a pretty adorable song.
That is a pretty bad one, but it was a big hit.
It was a big hit, but man... She's got legs.
See, that was annoying.
Come on.
It was annoying to me because I only have one.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
He's got a leg.
Yeah. I mean.
He knows how to use it. And my doctor just told me I got my leg, my loner. Got my loner leg. We talked about that on the last two episodes ago at least. He said it might be my last one.
Your
so
last?
I'm officially on my last leg now.
Oh, no. What will you do then? No, I mean...
I'll have to get another one. No, this... No,
you'll have to,
that was just a joke.
Get insurance or whatever? Oh, is that your... Okay.
That's hilarious,
okay,
isn't
okay,
it?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I heard that there's a little town that got a new Bi-Mart.
Yeah, I think it happened about a month ago, but I didn't know about it until recently. Sweet Home.
Mm-hmm. Oregon.
Sweet Home, Oregon. Sweet Home, Oregon. Oregon. Yeah, and apparently people were fighting over buckets of bullets.
Buckets of bullets. That's like, you're talking about like buckets like...
22
like,
shells.
Like Walter White buckets of money, but buckets of bullets?
No. Like buckets, like a kind of like a Halloween candy bucket.
All right, so like a 1 gallon bucket?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can get
which
a bucket
still
of,
a lot of rounds. You're talking like 22 rounds is probably like... A couple thousand.
At least a few hundred or maybe a thousand.
Oh, yeah. At least a few hundred. I'd probably say it's probably 1,000 pounds.
And all their fishing supplies sold out the opening day and all their bullets.
All their fishing supplies? They ran out of hooks?
Everything.
Wow.
You had to go down to Speedy Mart to get some other fishing supplies like worms if you couldn't get there on time. But yeah, we pulled into
I guess that would suck if you ran out of worms.
We pulled into the McDonald's there because I pretty much have sworn off McDonald's except for last Saturday. Flames talked me into eating some McDonald's. Dude, I puked for 4 hours that night. Are you serious? I'm not blaming it on McDonald's.
No, I know. It could be.
But yeah, and those fries, you can put them in the refrigerator or you can leave them out. Mm-hmm. They don't do shit.
They don't.
So you put them in your stomach.
They got a lot of processed.
You know how hard it is to throw up full fries?
Was it like one at a time you're just shooting them from your throat?
No, but they kept getting caught in my throat.
The little pointy ends?
Well, I mean, I must not have chewed them. I did chew them, but you know, you stick four of them in your mouth. Chomp, 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 swallow, swallow, swallow. It was horrendous, dude. It was the Sunday in as many weeks that I got sick for nothing. And then the next day, the cats were eating my french fries. The kitties were eating my puke.
Did they get sick?
No, they. Well, I don't think so. I didn't watch them, but they ate puke fries until my wife scared them away. Said, "Hey, don't eat puke."
Oh, you're throwing up fries.
Yeah. Yeah, they thought they were good.
They thought they were just poutine with the gravy on the fries.
They were all covered with a bunch of Mountain Dew that I tried to use to settle my stomach, and I'm just like, I literally threw up like 7 times.
I'll think you want to know what I did. I ate 23 of those nuggets, and I didn't even get sick.
What?
Yeah,
I know it wasn't the fries that made me sick. I think that me and... Because Dana was sick all that day.
Yeah.
And I think she just got it early. We did go to BOMAX. I'm not talking no smack about BOMAX, but maybe we got a spoil. Only thing we both had was the beans, baked beans. Maybe we ate some baked beans and had some bad baked beans.
You get mild food poisoning a lot more than you think.
Just
minor stomach irritations. That's, you know,
it's, and it just goes under the veil of one of those things where I just got sick for no reason for a little bit, and I don't know what happened.
No, I just don't feel good, or you get indigestion or something like that. Yeah. Might just be, I don't know if you're used to eating the fast food. If you haven't for a while, you know, maybe sometimes that has an effect. Dude, I hear cheese is getting expensive, like 10 bucks a loaf.
It is. That's why people steal it.
I know.
That's weird that you mentioned cheese. I was just looking at a story about cheese.
If you go down to the grocery depot, and you can get a pound block of mozzarella for $1, fresh mozzarella.
Whoa.
Hmm?
So, you know, I've said that cheese is the most shoplifted item, and I've admitted to stealing a little cheese myself, but 236 wheels of the Alps Succa cheese were stolen from open containers where they were being stored after inspectors found them. They were contaminated with Listeria monocrytogenes, and they're life-threatening, but the thieves didn't know that. They stole 1.4 tons of cheese. They were in the storage area because the cheese was contaminated with a dangerous bacteria.
And that's like those when you got the blue dots on the money that explode on you.
Yeah.
We just put a bunch of like...
Who's the sick cheese people?
Yep.
Okay, you stole our sick cheese. This is in Liechtenstein. Where do you think Liechtenstein is? It's not around here. It's probably Germany.
Liechtenstein is probably in Germany.
Yeah. The cheese was all slated to be destroyed.
What kind of cheese was it?
It was called Alp Succa.
Suffering Succa cheese.
Alp, like the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And Succa, like the... funny way
I'm
that
gonna
it yanks.
Get you, sucka.
Exactly. S-U-C-K-A. So it could be Alp Succa.
I'm
going
to get you a sucka cheese.
It could be Alp Succa.
Mm-hmm.
But it was slated to be destroyed, but the officials are very concerned that the cheese could be illicitly sold to people who are unaware of the health risks. Consumers throughout any Alp Succa cheese. Alp Succa. That's kind of like alpaca.
Mm-hmm.
Any Alp Succa cheese purchased after September 9th should be thrown away.
You know that there's some cheese that's illegal in the U.S.
Alp Succa! How come you taste so good?
It is. What they do is it's goat's milk, but the reason why it's illegal is because to ferment it, they kill a baby goat and pour the milk into the stomach and then let it ferment in the baby goat's stomach.
Dude.
Yep, it's illegal cheese.
I'm not going to eat that cheese. Unless someone...
You know, there's a country that they dip stillborn fetuses in gold and then wear them around their neck as like a pendant.
Where are you coming up with these stories?
Dude, it happened on the internet.
I'm sure, but that's where you got it, the internet. Mm-hmm. All right.
I got all sorts of internets.
All right. And you know, I do too, but... been having to go down to my dad's, use his nets. Mm-hmm. Got some videos uploaded to my computer from my cameras that I can put on YouTube, and I was going to upload a video of a 30-minute set that I did up at the Capital City Theater to use as a submission video for an agency that books features around the area, and was going to upload it and knew that I had to bring my computer here today for the podcast. It said, oh, your video will be finished uploading in 736 minutes.
12 hours?
Yeah, so I decided to wait, and I pushed cancel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Something that I've had to do that a few times, especially in like high HD.
Definitely high definition with the XP Plus or whatever it is. So, yeah, look for that. I uploaded a couple videos, but I'm going to be uploading some more. But, yeah, no nets at my house still. But I still find some cool stories, like you were just talking about, dipping fetuses in gold and wearing them around your neck.
Dude, check this out. This Thai woman.
Yeah?
She was 65 years old, and she wanted to commit suicide.
It's a little late.
So she removed her shoes and jumped into a crocodile-filled pond.
Dude!
Witnesses watched. She was discovered missing earlier in the day by her family. She was depressed, and staff at the crocodile farm and zoo used sticks to try to get her to end the attack. But the 10-foot deep pond was filled with more than 1,000 crocodiles.
I heard about that, but I did not hear the fact that she was 65 years old.
Yeah, she just wanted, I guess, is that the way to go? I mean, 1,000 flipping flappins.
It's not the way to go. I don't know. Maybe it is. It just depends on it. To each their own, I guess, if you're done with your shit. But I wouldn't want to go out in a fucking crocodile pond.
Yeah, there wouldn't be an open casket.
Don't you think that you'd just be like going, trying to get away just out of fucking just reaction? Like, I want to die. I'm just going to jump in and just lay there and let them eat me up. Yeah, you can't do that. Tough.
You'd try to run on their backs. That's what I'd try to do, like the cartoons.
Like the turtles? Have you seen that? I seen a picture of it was in a swamp over somewhere where they have those things. And there was about 5 turtles riding on 5 alligator backs.
What?
Yeah.
Like the old fox and the crocodile?
Yeah, it was like horses for turtles. Alligator horses.
They're riding high.
They were riding high.
Dude, check this out. Did you know Sharon Osbourne recently admitted on Secrets Week on The View, because they got Secrets Week, and then they just tell secrets on there, I guess.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That nobody's ever known.
Oh, yeah.
She slit her wrist for Ozzy one time. Ozzy was in there all probably drunk and high in a room, and he said, "How much do you love me?" And she said, "I'll show you how much I love you. I'd die for you." And she grabbed a steak knife and started slashing at her wrists.
I wrote a song about that.
You should have.
It's called "Cause I Slit My Wrist for Ozzy." Oh, that was a good one, Terry.
Lita Ford's going to be at the Dio bowling event.
Sweet. I heard they're having some guitar stars at Larry's Lucky Lounge, and I'd never heard of them, so they're not that big of stars. Michael Lee Firkins.
Are they Under the Stars, though, right?
No, it's not Under the Stars. It's Guitar Heroes Live. Who's Michael Lee Firkins?
Fox and Firkin.
Oh, okay. No.
That's the only thing I can think of.
And then there's the band called Points North, which is what my penis does when it gets hot.
Hey-o.
No, Points North was at Guitars Under the Stars, and I think their bass player is a guy from Whitesnake or something. But it's not the bass player that was popular from Whitesnake, which was Rudy Sarzo.
He's going to be at the... Both the Sarzos are going to be at the bowling event.
Did you hear about the Quiet Riot documentary movie that screened in Springfield?
No, but it's quiet.
It was cool, dude. It was a thing about the heavy metal band from the 70s and 80s.
Uh-huh. No, where did they show it?
At the Quiet Riot Theater.
At the Quiet Riot Theater?
Yeah, in Springfield. So people... Do I have to keep whispering?
No.
Okay. So they call it the David Minor Theater. Sometimes it's the Bijou Metro.
Okay.
Those are two different places. I don't know what I'm talking about. No, they recently had the Quiet Riot. It's a movie about Quiet Riot.
Huh, I didn't know they had a movie.
I didn't either, and I didn't know why they'd be screening it in Springfield.
It's not just Anvil with their heads pasted on there, is it?
No. It's a Quiet Riot. It's remember that band Riot? It was when their PA went out.
Yep.
It was called Quiet Riot Live.
You got your unplugged. Riot.
So yep. What? So what? What are you going to say now?
You know how when you were a kid and you didn't like your lunch, what'd you do when you didn't like your lunch?
I got a story about that. I had a bitch of a fucking recess teacher one time.
Huh?
Her name rhymed with retard.
Oh.
Her name was Mrs. Renard.
Mm-hmm.
We call her Mrs. Retard, because that's what you do when you slow down a song in band. And she said, you can't go to recess until you at least have two bites of everything off your plate. And I said, well, I don't like spinach or apricots, Mrs. Renard, and if I eat those, I'll get sick. And she said, no, you won't. You eat them, or you're not going to go play. And I said, but I really am. I want to go. It's recess. That's not fair. I don't like those, and they make me sick. You eat two bites of each, or you're not going out. So I ate two bites of spinach and puked all over my tray.
Nice.
Called my mom. Got to play the rest of the day. Recess. Nice. Rest of the day. Are they forcing people to eat food?
No, I was going with a different thing okay. that you could do when you don't like your food.
What, just puke on your tray?
No, you trade it. Right?
Trade like your food to other people?
Yeah, like you got... when
we used to do that at school.
Yeah. Well, now,
this
you know,
bitch wouldn't let me trade, though. She was over top of me fucking saying, eat it. Eat my pussy or throw up.
This is the thing, though. Now you got all the allergies, you know, in different times, different limes, you know.
Right.
It's a different world.
Different limes for different times.
Yep. And so you got the kid wanted to trade his food, but because of the allergies, they don't allow food trading. And so they gave him...
He's got a peanut allergy.
So they gave him detention because he shared his food.
At least he'd have extra time to eat his food.
I guess. But I can understand like the policy about like allergies and, you know, you have parents or whatever. I don't give the kid detention because he's being nice, though. I mean, just say, hey, we can't share food and then be on the merry way. Why does he need to get detention?
That's why I never give homeless people food because of allergies. I don't want them to get sick. And I'm not going to give them money because you know how many germs are on money?
Mm.
They could get sick. And there's nothing worse than a sick homeless person.
That's right.
Except for a homeless person in your car.
Did you know they have a not-so-Nobel Prize for the not-so-Nobel Prize people?
No, Bill.
They're not so... did you hear Joan Rivers Instagrammed from the grave?
No, but I heard a doctor selfied himself with her when she was unconscious in a coma.
She posted on Instagram about how awesome the new iPhone was.
Ah.
Like 3 days after she died. Like it was
her daughter did that.
No, it was a pre-posted advertising thing.
I'm going to do a pre-post on Facebook every week just in case I die. And then it's going to come out, hey, I'm dead.
I thought about that. I was just going to put one for like 30 years down the line.
And I've heard a lot of people arguing lately about the ridiculous name of selfies when you take a picture of your selfie. And then there's people who take a picture of their self and someone else, and they say, selfie at the beach, and it's two of them.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not a selfie
because it's not just
yourself. Well, it is now because I figured it out. A selfie is short for cell phone.
Yeah, but it's not with a C, though, is it?
It is now.
All right.
Selfie. It's spelled C-E-L-L-P-H-Y.
I think you should have to
I'm
pay
taking
people.
A selfie.
I think you should have to pay people to look at those pictures of you, so it should be a selfie.
I have a selfie for my selfies that I took with my selfie. So, you know, it's not a picture of yourself. It's a picture taken with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Phone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What if you took it with your dial phone?
It's called a Difee. Hey, you guys should go out and check out the hot dog pizza before it's out of stock.
I think it is.
Oh, sorry. They already stopped it?
Yeah, it was over a month.
Dude, it's only the end of September right now.
I know, but I think they had it in August, too.
So they got a new one now, or they're just done with
there's them? Nothing on the board.
Because I got an idea what they should come up with.
All right.
It started in L.A.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Stoned Oven Gourmet Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's the world's strongest medicated pizza for people who have a medical marijuana card It's medical marijuana infused pizzas. Stoned Oven Gourmet Pizzas makes personal pizzas about 6 inches in diameter that contain 250 milligrams of THC. 250 milligrams.
Is it oil?
It's just THC. You must have a valid medical marijuana card to get the pizza, but if you do, you can get the marijuana pizza delivered right to your door. Aside from delivery, they're also baking pizzas for 20 marijuana dispensaries around L.A. The company claims it's the strongest medicated pizza that you can find in the world.
How many are they making? I bet you I can make one right now, though, because it has 260 grams of THC.
Yeah, the company that makes the pizzas also make an assortment of other marijuana-infused baked goods. So that's coming soon to a pizza place near you.
I tell you, pizza. The pizza with the most THC ever is the one Ricky made where it's a big old hash crust.
That's right. Hash crust pizza.
Yep. I like how he has $10 coins now.
$5 coins and $10.
I know. Here's a $10.
He's like, you don't have to
$10,
keep.
Guys.
Julian's like, you guys don't have to keep those if you don't want them. And she's like, oh, we want them. The people that they stole the shed from. Did you see
I did notice that they were saying a lot more fuckings.
Yeah.
It just like.
Like an over, a blatant really over you. Yeah, I thought they were overdoing it with the script.
Well, let's get fucking going.
Come on, you fucking idiots. Fuck. We fucking killed him. Jeez.
Yep. All right. So there's an LG Nobel Prize that you can win. And it's not so much a Nobel Prize.
Okay.
But some people have gone on to win the Nobel Prize after winning the LG Nobel. But this is some of the highlights. You got the physics prize, right?
Uh-huh.
It went to a team that measured the amount of friction between a shoe and a banana skin, and then the banana skin and the floor when a person steps on the banana skin on that floor. So they measured the friction between the three layers of stuff.
Okay.
They won an award for that.
Right on.
The biology prize went to a team that discovered that when dogs dump or piss... they tend to align their body axis with Earth's north-south geomagnetic field lines.
Whoa, I wonder if they do that on purpose.
I don't know.
Because if they did, that's pretty amazing.
The medicine prize went to a team that was able to treat uncontrollable nosebleeds using strips of cured pork.
Wow.
And the Arctic Science Prize went to a team that observed how reindeers behaved when they saw humans disguised as polar bears. That counted.
God, who is taking time to figure all this shit out?
That's science, dude.
I fucking love science.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
Last year, the medicine prize went to a scientist who figured out that mice live longer than average after a heart transplant if they listen to opera music. Almost four times longer they lived after a heart transplant if they listened to opera music.
Did they try it with any other music?
I'm not, no.
Because that's not fair.
It isn't.
Could have listened to some jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Or some fucking, I don't know, you know, like heavy metal. Maybe that helps people live.
Mm-hmm. In safety engineering last year, a guy proposed hijackers to be dropped through a plane's trap doors into a package that would drop to the ground with a parachute that would, and then the police would wait for him.
That's insane.
In archaeology, it went to a team that swallowed a parboiled dead shrew whole, then checked out their own excretions to see which bones dissolved in the human digestive tract.
Do they pay people a lot for this, or what are they doing?
This is just research.
Well, I know, but how do they get people?
I don't know if they get paid. They just get more opportunities of winning a prestigious award.
They don't seem so Nobel.
Yep.
Noble. Whatever. You're not so noble now, are you, Mr. Nobel Peace Prize winner?
There was a... Belarus's president and state police took home the Peace Prize for making public applause illegal and then arresting a one-armed man for doing it anyway. He won a prize for that.
How can a one-armed man applaud something? Was he slapping himself in the face?
He must have been.
Maybe he was knee-slapping?
Mm-hmm.
Because if something's funny, you're going to slap your knee whether you got two hands or not, simulating a clapping sound. Or if I had one arm... I would just slap someone in the face. repeatedly.
Yeah.
Say, I just wanted to let these people know how good they did. Smack, 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 smack. Yep.
Applause for me. And then a public health award last year went to a team that wrote about several surgical techniques for amputated penises, but none could be used to reattach a duck nod penis.
Duck nod?
Yeah, they're trying to find if there's a way to reattach a duck nod penis.
What's duck nod?
Like a duck nod on it.
Duck knot?
A duck nod.
Nod?
Like chewed off.
Oh, no. What? Mm-hmm. So they let a duck gnaw on a penis?
And then figured out whether they could reattach it, and it turned out they couldn't.
I wonder who. I'll volunteer for that. We need you for research to let a duck gnaw. I'm like, what the fuck's a duck gnaw? You have to let a duck gnaw on your penis. It's like, I'm not letting a duck gnaw on my penis. First off, I don't even know what a duck gnaw is.
A duck gnaw. You got a duck gnaw on your chin. What's a duck gnaw?
I ain't going to put a duck gnaw on my penis. He's like, no, you got to let him gnaw on it.
No.
You mean now or later? Now. Duck gnaw. We put a duck gnaw on your penis. That sounds like something that they would do in, like, Florida.
Duck gnaw penis soup.
He's like, hey, what you doing later? Oh, I'm just going to let a duck gnaw on him. I'm
just going to drink some three penis wine.
I was just going to rape my pit bull and let a duck gnaw on my penis. Remember that guy we talked about raping his pit bull?
Yeah.
He got sentenced to a measly 5 years in prison.
That's it?
Yeah. I can't believe it. He pled guilty to charges that he fondled and raped an emaciated pit bull puppy. His neighbors saw James Bull, 62, fondling his eight-month-old pit bull on several occasions, despite the animal's yelps.
Is he just like those guys on that kangaroo documentary? They're just rubbing his tummy until they got a boner.
Yeah, that's gross. One of the neighbors actually saw him having intercourse. He pulled up his pants once he realized that he was being watched. But we already talked about this story. I just wanted to let you guys know. It was quite a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Now he is sentenced to 5 years in the state prison. And he pled guilty to multiple felonies and misdemeanors involving animal cruelty and sexual activities with animals, which he thought was legal because he's in Florida.
Yeah, I don't think that would be illegal now.
No. It says here the emaciated pup had been chained to a post with 8 inches of free rein and no water, no shelter, no food.
That sucks.
And all he would do is go out and fuck it. So, the guy has the best mullet, gray beard, black mustache, fashion science going on here. So, send old James Guy Bull a message if you hear anyway about getting a hold of him, because he's a dick. He's a dick. He's a dog fucker.
Dog fucker. Dog fucker, boss.
I like to ride my dog fucker. I like to ride my dog fucker.
You got any more Floridas?
No, it was just that one return story. I could probably
couple,
find
but somebody. I didn't mark them that they were from Florida.
Oh, that's okay. Let's hear them. Are they funny?
I don't know if they're from Florida.
Oh, they were marked Florida, but you don't know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, I didn't mark them Florida.
Oh.
Here's an interesting fact, though. You remember Rome? You know, it wasn't built in a day.
No, it took, like, they're not even finished yet.
Yep. As of 2004, the U.S. Interstate Highway System had about 47,000 miles of paved road. 47,000. That's the U.S.
That's pretty good.
In 2004. The Romans had more than that. They had more roads
as of
in miles.
Back then or now?
Back then. Than our highways today. Wow. Isn't that fucking...
47,000 miles, is that what you said?
The U.S. has 47,000 miles of interstate, and they had 54,000 miles of road around their area.
That's an astounding number.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, here's an astounding number, you know that the U.S. consumes over 110 acres of pizza every day?
110 acres? I could eat that.
That's what Dakota said. That's what my daughter said. She's like, I could just live on 110 acres of pizza. I said, you could live comfortably on 110 acres of pizza. You could build a house.
You could.
You could have a barn.
Yep.
You could probably have a fucking pizza festival.
If you wanted to build a barn, you just eat some pizza.
Clear off a spot.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably build a barn with pizza. Build a barn. And then I started looking at some weird statistics. Apparently, don't know if it's true, but the internet told me that Americans also consume 22 million chickens a day.
How many people are in the U.S.?
350 million.
That's one chicken.
That's 22 out of 350.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
not
one
shit.
Chicken per 12 people a day.
That ain't shit. Yeah. Right? So if 12 people eat a 12th of a chicken, that's...
Figure what? A chicken feeds what? Like four people, maybe?
Unless you're fat.
So one in three families has chicken?
Every day.
I would if it was easier, you know. I like the chicken breast, but, you know...
You got the chicken tenders that are frozen. You can just cook them.
I know, those
are
nice.
That's pretty easy.
But I would like it if they just sold pounded chicken, you know, or it's pounded day flat, and so you could, like, do the roll-ups with cheese and butter in there.
Yeah. Pounded chicken. You should release that.
Pounded chicken.
You can't get that in the store.
No. Well, your butcher will do it for you.
Can you request pounded chicken?
I think so.
I've never even heard of that.
You can go there. Hey, will you pound my chicken for
can
me?
Can I get a pound chicken? I need a pound of pounded chicken.
You know how much it costs to make a penny? Almost 2.5 cents.
I don't doubt it. They should just stop making them, for God's sake. There's enough. I've got plenty. I got enough to give at least one to everybody in the county right now, probably.
Oh, yeah?
No.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of pennies. That'd be like $600 worth.
How many pennies are in the county? I mean, how many people in the county?
60,000, maybe? I don't know. That's probably a low estimate.
I could at least give a penny to everybody in my town of Brownsville.
60,000 is only $600 in pennies, though.
Yeah. I probably only got $60 in pennies. So I could give a... Who cares? I just think they should stop making pennies and kids.
Did you know a pig toilet is a human toilet that's attached to a sty and you shit in it and that feeds the pigs?
Is it run from a pipe from inside your house?
No, it's attached to the pig pen. The outhouse or toilet.
Okay. That makes sense, but that's fucking gross. Then if you eat that pig after raising him, then you're really just eating your own shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's not good.
You ever use that term old hat?
No, but I wore one. I have used it, and I've wore them. I wear an old hat sometimes.
Did you know in the 1700s the term old hat was used to refer to a loose woman's genitals because they are both frequently felt?
And an old hat is sometimes made of felt.
Yep.
And it's worn out, stretched out. I've had my head in it for years. That's just like my wife's vagina. You know, it's nothing like getting in the little old hat once you get home from a hard day at work. Hey, did you hear that a couple people died from E. coli in the area?
No.
No. 4-year-old kid from Lebanon died from E. coli.
Really? What was his name?
I don't know his name or if it was a he or a her, but I know that they had pinpointed it and they thought that maybe it had been contracted near the Waterloo area. E. coli in the river or something. I don't know.
Huh.
At least it's not Ebola. I'll take an E. coli over an Ebola.
Ebola. Ebola.
Today's episode is brought to you by Ebola and E. coli. E. coli.
They suspect watermelon might be the culprit.
For E. coli?
One of them. Maybe that's... Yeah.
Somebody said that there was someone with Ebola at Kaiser Permanente a couple weeks ago up in Salem. But I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, all three children, were they all three from the same...
No, I only heard one.
...the same thing?
Three died? I only heard one. But I ignore a lot of news.
Well, this says that the one in Oregon... All three children, ages 3, 4, and 5, were at birthday parties in Lebanon. All three were exposed to recreational water and ate watermelon, and all three suffered kidney failures caused by E. coli One of the children is at a hospital, another is still on dialysis, and another had died.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't know that they had gotten it down to a certain place in Lebanon. But that's good to know, I guess.
Yeah, I might know one of the putative parents.
Well, yeah, Lebanon's not that big. You might know them. You looking for names?
I am standing on a red man. I'm about to beat deep.
That's about to beat me on my birthday. E. coli, yeah.
Yep.
I am looking for the parents that fucking poisoned my kid on my birthday deathbed, yeah.
A third child, Bradley Sutton.
Bradley Sutton?
Oh, I'm thinking of sitting. They've had to go up for 3 years.
Fuck those people.
Yep, so you get E. coli. Yep, that's some bad news.
E. coli. E. coli. Hey, why is the Trailer Park Boys playing? Give those guys a listen if you can. That's not what I wanted you to hear. What's in Hansa? What's in Hansies? What do you think is in Hansa's CD player?
Anti-flag.
Anti-flag?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of close. Today he's listening to the best of Dr. No. Which right. could include the song Fist Fuck mm-hmm. Right Up Your Ass
mm-hmm.
Fist Fuck and it's gonna hurt. Is that how it goes, Hans? Is that Fist Fuck? So thanks, Hans. Thanks for sticking with us. I had a little talks with Hans via text messages over the time when we were gone. Told him that we had some new episodes coming up, and he said he was listening back to episode 431. He asked me if I'd got the new Yob, which I hadn't, and then I got it the next day in the mail, which was cool. I got the double black vinyl version of Yob's new album called, what's it called? I can't even remember, but it's awesome. I love it. I listened to it like four times. Four songs, 55 minutes. Hans
says which one's the shortest?
It's about nine. It's called Nothing to Win. It's about 9 minutes and some seconds.
That's a weird thing to write a song about.
About nothing to win?
No, about 9 minutes and 4 seconds.
No, that's what it's about. No, but they kind of step outside their comfort zone a little bit, I believe, on that song. And Travis gets to do a little awesome drum work, which he doesn't, you know, he's always awesome, but he has a really minimalistic role that he plays in the band of Yob. And he's way more than that. So it's kind of cool to see him get to step outside of his or their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Hans says, it's all killer, no filler.
Hmm.
That's what he says about the
Sometimes you need filler to make it stick together, though, like a meatball.
And he said, awesome new episode when he heard 426.
Right on.
Glad to hear you fellas back on the interwebs vibes.
I know,
vibes.
Then he disappeared again.
He said interwebs vibes again. But so the album that I got is actually released on Relapse Records.
Relapsey?
And the CD is on Neurot Recordings, which is Neurosis's label.
What? So they got two different labels distributing their album?
Well, they're signed to Neurot Records, but Relapse takes advantage. Well, I don't know if I'd say takes advantage, but they help bands out by releasing stuff on vinyl where the original label is not going to release it on vinyl. So they'll say, can we release it on vinyl? And then they put their imprint on it. But they have one song where they have a guest a musician who I don't recognize his name playing the Hammond B3 organ, which is awesome. At first, I thought it was like some weird high female background vocals.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was just a Hammond B3.
Hmm.
But yeah, many layers, many sounds. Of course, you get the regular, I know this is Yob because I've heard all their stuff before and it kind of sounds the same, but it's different. And it's just very well done, very well recorded, very atmospheric. And I believe they're almost done with their European tour right now. They're still touring Europe with Paul Bearer. Mm-hmm. Our good old buddy Paul.
Paul Bearer.
And Witch Mountain is wrapping up their U.S. tour here within the next week or so. They'll be landing back in Portland at the Star Theater on the 27th of September after their U.S. tour with Nick Turner's Hawkwind, former, you know, who used to play for that band, right?
Who's that?
Lemmy.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yep. And you know Monster Magnet did a Hawkwind cover. So, you know, they're pretty cool. Pretty cool that...
I think I saw them on a list of 50 weirdest albums.
Hawkwind?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Pretty spacey. Pretty different. Kind of cool. And then after the end of this tour, Witch Mountain will be getting a new singer at some point because she is stepping down. So I'd like to try out just for fun, but I don't know how I would sing those songs that she sang. Sing an octave lower or something? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who cares? Who cares?
You know, take a teaspoon of water. A teaspoon being a small spoon.
Okay.
Take a teaspoon of water. Now think about the molecules in there.
Every fucking molecule. Every fucking molecule.
If you laid those molecules end to end, how far do you think they'd stretch?
Around the inside of the spoon. No, I don't know.
Nope. If you put all the molecules in a teaspoon of water end to end, it would stretch 10 times the width of the solar system.
So how do all those molecules get in that little spoon?
I don't know.
I fucking love science.com! Are we sponsored by those guys yet?
Have you ever heard of Hatebeak?
Uh-uh. Hatebeak?
Yeah. It's a metal band fronted by a parrot named Waldo.
No, I haven't. Are they good?
I don't know.
What do you know? Come on, bro.
I don't know if he might just be, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, no. I don't know, but I've been told. Dumb fucking asshole and never go whole.
You know, they're in China. They have professional porn censors. They get paid to watch porn.
No, but that'd be a fun job.
Yeah, they have to watch over 150 DVDs each week. Over 20 a day you'd have to watch.
And you can't just fast forward to the bad parts.
I think so. No, because you gotta be censored.
Huh. Well, that's so cool. I wonder how much they get paid.
I don't know, but could you do that for 20 hours, 20 DVDs a day?
No. Well, I could if I was getting paid, I guess.
But after a while, it'd just be like, Jesus, I've seen everything.
Yeah, I saw someone who's worked in a strip club for the last 10 years posted a picture, and it showed this chick's really nice ass.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, damn. And then under said, look at that, 95 windows. And there was like a computer in the background. He's like, after working at a strip club for 10 years, you just kind of look past all the asses and all the titties because you've seen every kind. Hey, we got some people outside painting the Tagcast studios today. If you guys can hear that, I feel like Marc Maron right now. I want to go out there and say, hey, could you guys fucking do that on a day that's not a day when we just have to be recording our fucking only episode?
Yeah, I know. Vroom, 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 vroom. I told them, actually.
At least they're painting it fucking prison down brown fucking tan like it was. Because that's what we like our fucking studio to be painted. Tan brown.
Yep.
God, they're getting on it is what they're doing right now.
You know, Lego is the largest tire manufacturer.
Lego makes tires?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for their little vehicles.
So you're telling me they make more tires than people like Goodyear?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they make 318 million tires a year.
But I don't understand why. Let's just listen to those guys work. Vroom, 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 vroom. So I wonder how many tires these guys are painting the house where he's got this weird lift that doesn't seem to run very well.
Dude, it's running shitty.
I think he's just triggered. He's like going vroom, vroom, vroom.
I know, that's what it sounds like.
I think that he might be doing that or he might not.
I think it's just running really shitty.
Because they've spent all their money on paint. Work on our shit. We ain't got, you know.
We got paint, and we know how to spray it.
Worst ZZ Top song ever. Tell me. You guys write into our website. Oh, we don't have one. Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/whatever, Tagcast Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us, what's the stupidest ZZ Top song ever? Was it something from the old days, like El Loco?
Dos Tres.
Tres Hombres. Because we think that it's either legs or TV dinners or sleeping bag. I'm stepping outside my sleeping bag.
Stepping outside my sleeping bag.
That's my sleeping bag. God, I'm sweaty inside my sleeping bag right now. I can't stop sweating.
Can you take a break to...
Maybe. We only got about 10 more minutes. We could wrap. We could keep going here pretty good and then do some more. But we don't want to take a break yet, except for that guy's probably bothering you with his vroom, 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 vroom. I know that the people who are listening right now are actually digging of it, digging every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's getting quieter now. I think he fucking gave up on us.
You know, you ever hear of a band called Joey D and the Starlighters?
I don't believe I ever have. Are they local?
No. They had Jimi Hendrix play with them.
So they're like from the 60s?
Yeah, you know who their guitarist was before Jimi Hendrix?
Jeff Beck?
Close.
Jimmy Page.
Close, you got this. This is the first word right. No, when you said Jimmy Page, you got both initials right.
John Parnickel.
Dude, your cousin Vinny.
What?
Your cousin Vinny.
Joe Pesci?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep. He was a guitarist before an actor played with Joey D and the Starlighters. That position was later filled by Jimi Hendrix.
So the real Joe Pesci,
mm-hmm.
the actor Joe Pesci,
mm-hmm.
was the former guitarist for a band that Jimi Hendrix played in. That can't be true. That can't be true. That's a different Joe Pesci.
Are you sure?
No.
I'm definitely not sure.
You know Denzel Washington played the grapes?
Wrath?
No, he played the grapes in the Fruit of the Loom commercial.
No, I didn't know that. Yep. I knew he was black. I think he's a play Urban Cowboy.
You know in Japan they sell more adult diapers than baby diapers?
Depends.
Oh!
It depends on who you ask.
Here's a tip for all you writers out there. Did you know that you know when you do two spaces after a sentence?
Yeah.
That's outdated practice.
Two spaces after a sentence? You only want to do one? Wow. Yep.
That's an outdated practice.
Well, I don't do two spaces after a sentence on like in text messages or Facebook posts. But I also don't double space between every line. And I could, but...
Yeah. You know, Lyndon B. Johnson special ordered bigger pants because his balls are too big?
I heard that Lyndon Johnson had huge balls.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if it was true or not.
Yep.
Hey, did you hear about that new movie of Kevin Smith's?
No.
It's called Tusk?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Is that a real thing?
About.
It just the fucking preview looks so weird. I can't make heads or tails of it.
I haven't seen any previews. I've only heard of it.
It's got that Justin Long in it.
Oh, God.
He's back.
Oh, thanks.
Remember that guy from the John Hodgman Mac versus computer?
He's barely tolerable in that one movie by Sam Raimi.
Well, he's got a mustache in this one, so it's even worse. But no, apparently it's a funny movie. I've heard good things about it.
Well, I like Kevin Smith movies.
It opened on 600 screens this last weekend, and it did $886,000. And that's not, like, good as far as blockbusters go. But
no, he's touring with it, though, right?
Mallrats did $2 million back in 95.
Yeah. Mallrats wasn't that big a movie either.
I know, but for making $2 million on opening weekend, that's not bad compared to $886,000.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just knew that you liked Kevin Smith, and I saw him on At Midnight recently.
At Midnight. You little hair.
Justin Long was on there with him. And,
what?
Well, yeah, because they were promoting the movie. Why are you so mad at Justin Long?
He's kind of dorky.
Well, I know. I don't even know him or like him, but I don't get all upset about him like you. I didn't know you were so pissed at Justin Long. You guys just don't get along?
Yeah, we don't.
I never thought of him as a comedian.
Because he was Mac. I'm not a Mac person.
Oh, so you were like a John Hodgman guy.
Mm-hmm. John Hodgman's is cool.
He is pretty cool. He was on At Midnight recently as well.
Did you know a buttload is an actual unit of measurement?
I heard that somewhere, I think.
Two hogsheads equal a buttload.
So you could have a buttload of pork?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Or you could have a hogshead of pork.
A hogshead of pork.
Mm-hmm.
That's decent.
I'll take a hogshead of pork.
I'll take two hogsheads of pork. No, two buttloads of pork. I guess that's what it would be. Two buttloads.
Two buttloads of pork.
To choose from.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
I think that sometimes, and this is done in the South, and I'd never done this before, but sometimes you take a bottle of Coca-Cola and you pour a pack of peanuts in it.
Oh, people used to do that in Brownsville a lot.
What?
Yep. Back when I was a kid in the 70s, there was a guy named Ben Hansen who worked at the gas station where my dad worked across the street from my house. He would get a bottle of Coke from the bottle of Coke machine where you get actual mm-hmm. bottles, and he would get a pack of peanuts, usually the brand Beer Nuts,
mm-hmm.
and he would dump those in. He'd take a couple drinks off his soda, and then he would pour the peanuts in his drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would
foam
up.
So he wouldn't
up.
Get gas on his peanuts.
Is that why? Because he didn't want
to. Maybe.
He just liked the flavor, and it softened him up because he was an older gentleman who kind of had weak teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So he loved the taste of the peanuts, but he didn't like the hardness. And mm-hmm. so it softened him, and it also, he said he enjoyed...
soften up.
He enjoyed the saltiness mm-hmm. combined with the sweetness of the Coke.
That's just a weird thing to me.
It is pretty weird. It is kind of weird.
You know what the Elephant Man did before he joined the Freak Show?
I think you told me about this last week. What did he do?
He was a door-to-door salesman.
Oh, yeah, you told me that, and I didn't think that he would do a very good mm-hmm. job. I am not an animal. Will you buy this? All right, you guys, we're going to wrap this up here, I think, after Justin tells us one more thing.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand went to see a doctor and a vet to confirm that he is a regular human being and not a shape-shifting lizard human.
He had to see a doctor to show that?
A doctor and a vet.
And now do people believe him?
It was only him that wanted to make sure.
Well, at least he knows now.
Because you know those guys rule the earth.
What, the shapeshifters?
Mm-hmm. Lizard shapelifting.
Shapelifting!
Shapeshifting lizards from outer space. They're 12 feet tall and they drink blood.
So you got it confused with a sports bra for a second, which is shapelifting. You know, we would go long, but we're going to go short or around normal because it's fucking hot, dude. I think I've lost 3 pounds already during the recording of this one-hour podcast.
Yep. You've lost more weight than sliced bread.
I can't stop sweating. So we're going to go outside and get some air and maybe inhale some smoke. I don't know if he listens anymore, but thanks, Floyd, for coming to our show a couple weeks ago at the Bikini Show in Salem down the road from your house. And thanks for giving us this nice little jam that we're hearing in the background. It's called Four String. I guess that must be all bass. It's some much-needed quality time with his bass. Yeah, so when that part comes in, is that also bass?
Mm.
Let's check it out. Is this the bass too, Floyd? That sounds not like a bass.
Maybe it's the highs.
It's pretty soothing, though. And thanks for it, Floyd. And thanks, you guys, for listening to this number, episode 729, Terry and Gotch Comedy Show. And we'll see you next time.
Go play the carrot top game.
Hopefully, yeah. Just cast him in a movie and then take a nap. See you guys.
Rock on.
I want to go wipe the sweat off my balls now. Glad you could know that.